Good evening. Welcome to the National Academy Museum and School. I'm Marshall Price, the curator of modern and contemporary art here. And I want to just welcome you to another evening of the review panel. Before we get started and I introduce the moderator of the review panel, I would just like to remind everybody that we have a John Cage exhibition going on right now. John Cage, The Sight of Silence, which is on the second floor of the museum. And we have an extensive program of public events associated with the show. So as you can see, it goes on and on and on. And the next one will be tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock with Dorothea Rockburn, who will be performing John Cage's Steps, composition for a painting. So we hope to see you then. And on your way out of the museum, please pick one of these up near the front desk, and it will give you the whole program. So with that being said, I'd like to introduce tonight's moderator, David Cohen. David is the editor and publisher of ArtCritical.com and the moderator of the review panel, a joint venture between Art Critical and the National Academy. So please welcome David Cohen.
Thank you very much indeed, Marshall, and to all the staff here at the National Academy, and to Graham White, our able recording engineer. The review panel is recorded for posterity, so we need to keep our effing and blinding to a minimum panel. And the podcasts are available at artcritical.com with an archive stretching back to the almost decade of this institution within the institution. So we've had a strict rule that we've adhered to religiously from day one of the review panel, only to review exhibitions of a recent body of work by a single living artist. And you may have noticed we're breaking the rules tonight. A slight departure from tradition. Well, that's what rules are there for, as the artists in these shows seem to be perhaps aware or convinced. So, as you have seen from the program, we are tackling three sprawling-ish historical survey, thematic interpretation, historical reconstruction exhibitions, and discussing the phenomenon of that kind of exhibition, what it does for us, whether it satisfies us, how much we need them, how much we love them, or otherwise, and doing the job that the review panel does of sinking our teeth into the specific shows, the artists, how do these reputations stand up? Are these the right works to put together? Are we learning what we want to learn? Are we learning what we don't want to learn, etc.? So, who is new to the review panel? Who's joining us for the first time? Right, excellent. Enough people to warrant explaining the rules, which are very simple. In fact, we have another newcomer. So the rules are that we have a little... They're not rules. Why am I calling them rules?
Guidelines. We have...
I forgot my mouth guard. This is going to be a problem.
We have PowerPoint presentations.
Hi, Jay.
We like to keep it informal-ish. But hi, Jay. Yes. Oh, yes. And that's the other thing. It would be a great opportunity to silence your cell phones if you would care to. On the subject of technology, we have some PowerPoint presentations for those of you, I won't say us, who didn't get to see one or any of the exhibitions. And the exhibitions under review are regarding Warhol at the Met, the 6 years exhibition, constructing the art documented and archived in Lucy Lepard's seminal 6 years publication. Finally, an exhibition at Hunter College, just down the avenue here, of the Times Square show revisited. So what we're going to do, the format for the evening, because it is a departure from the norm, is we're going to look at each show and have a bit of a discussion about that show, and then probably en passant, but certainly when we dealt with our shows, discuss some of the museological, methodological, critical issues that arise from these kinds of shows, and what we, the art world, are making now of the art of the last 40 to 50 years, what kind of job is being done for the postmodern era of constructing and designating a canon. But first, it's my great pleasure to introduce our panelists. And as I mentioned, we have Jane Harris on her maiden voyage as a review panel participant. Jane Harris is a critic who writes for a broad spectrum of publications, has included Art in America and Time Out New York, among other publications. She has also written essays in books such as the Vitamin P and Vitamin D titles in the Fiden, from Fiden Press, and also, I believe, an essay in a monograph on Anthony Gosselia, who was an artist reviewed here on the panel some years ago, not, alas, very favorably. And Jane is finalizing her work on a book that I, for one, am very eager to see, as I've been toying with a similar subject myself, called After, The Copy in Modern Art.
And the role of the copy.
The role of a copy in modern art. Who's that to be published by?
Yet to be determined.
Oh, yes, okay. A very distinguished publishing house. I have a lot of business with them myself. So, Jane Harris, and welcoming back to repeat offenders, multiple repeat offenders, Stella and Stalwart Review panelists, Christian Vivros-Fohn, who is art critic of The Village Voice, and Blake Gopnik, who holds the same title at The Daily Beast.
And Newsweek.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, your panel, please welcome them. Great, well, let's dim the lights a little and have a look at some Warhol and Company